It's week two of our Coaches Insight programs here on Care 93.7, kicking things off with the Atchison Phoenix and head coach Jordan Malcolm. It's presented by Amberwell Health, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Coach, you saw a really good team on Friday night in your season opener, had to go on the road, an Ottawa team that's certainly appearing right now to be a big-time contender on 4A East, but 49-7, I'm sure you've wiped it away pretty clean. Ottawa gets the win. I guess kind of a initial thought and a few takeaways from that loss on Friday night.
Just a humbling experience for kids and coaches included. We had three turnovers early, which I feel turned the game around in our, not in our favor. Once we clean up those small mistakes and compose ourselves a little bit better, we showed that we can compete with that team. So, just going back to the drum board, going back to the basics and doing what we do best.
Yeah, certainly the first week is not going to define a season in any way, shape, or form, but as you mentioned, Ottawa certainly looks to be a contender. It's kind of a good measuring stick right out the gate. Their quarterback had a really impressive evening, 250 yards, four touchdowns. They have a KU commit that had a 95-yard kickoff return. So seems like they got pretty good athletes over there.
Indeed, they do. Yes, they do. They performed well. It's a group that's been together since they were freshmen. So, it's a good team, good coach, good program. So it's a good test to us to open up with and see where we're at. And new year, new us, so we're going to grow from it and learn from it and move on forward.
How have the guys responded this week in practice? You mentioned kind of a humbling experience in week one, with that final outcome and that score being what it was, but how have the guys kind of responded in practice heading into week two?
Bit of a wake-up call, as expected. certain guys, thought they had things right, and, when tape comes out and we show them and we, we sit them down and walk them through what needs to be done, it's kind of eye-opening. So going forward, the kids are ready to roll. They're ready to get that bad taste out of their mouth.
Well, it might be hard, but I would think despite a loss in that kind of fashion, when you watch the tape, you can maybe still find a player or two or maybe a position group that you still took some positives away, from a game like that. I mean, did you take a positive or two away? Any players kind of stand out and something you could kind of build upon moving forward?
Absolutely. Yoki Purdy was one of them. He came down with 13 tackles. Avante House was great. Jack Builder back. Zydron Mays, these kids, they performed their butts off and never got down on themselves. So they just kept on going.
Got a couple more minutes here with Atchison football coach Jordan Malcolm. Our Coach's Insight here on Care brought to you by Amberwell Health, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Well, you turn it around, you take the Ottawa game, put it back, and now get ready for week two. You guys got, we were talking a little bit, it's homecoming. I'm sure a lot of excitement around the team this week as you guys get your first Meadowlark Conference game under your belt against KC Harmon. They lost a 6-0 game to Maranatha Academy in week one. What are the initial thoughts on this Hawks team that you're going to see in your home opener on Friday?
Just respect the opponent. I'm assuming everybody sees Atchison lose that first game. Everybody thinks they're going to have us. So, we just have to stay on point, stay true to ourselves, and not let that get to our head, and also not be too big for the program. Just because a team lost prior to us, we lost too. Doesn't matter who they lost to. They're a good team. They got good coaches, and they're going to be ready to come out and smack us in the mouth, and we got to be prepared for that and ready to roll.
What do they do that's maybe different? I'm sure maybe the athletes are a touch different, as far as like the caliber that like Ottawa has. Maybe I'm wrong, and you can certainly correct me on that, but I guess what's maybe the biggest difference you're going to see, maybe schematically what they do compared to what you saw last week with Ottawa?
A lot of different simple formations, I would say. The kids, there's talent everywhere. Every team that we're going to face has talent on both sides of the ball. We just have to come out early and limit the mistakes on our end. If we limit the mistakes on our end, I don't think anybody can stop us.
You mentioned the mistakes, got to limit those. Give us a few more keys and expectations for your home opener on Friday.
Key is to keep the ball off the ground, catch every pass that comes to us, and stay eye disciplined on defense. Communication, I want 11 hats to the ball. You should see red jerseys and white hats around one man every time that we're on defense. We just didn't have that last week, so this week should look a whole lot different.
There it is, Atchison football coach Jordan Malcolm joining us here, week two of our Coach's Insight program. Atchison off the loss to Ottawa in the opener. Have the home opener. It's going to be homecoming Friday night. They get KC Harmon in that Meadowlark Conference opener. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes each and every week, and we'll talk to you ahead of week three.
All right. Thank you, Brandon.